In July 2003, deep in the war-scarred city of Mosul, a quiet house hid two of the most feared men in Iraq. Uday and Qusay Hussein, sons of Saddam, had vanished after Baghdad fell, but the hunt never stopped. When U.S. forces finally found them, they didn't surrender. For 6 brutal hours, gunfire and rockets ripped the house apart. By sunset, the villa was in ruins, and inside the rubble, the bloodline of Saddam Hussein lay dead. On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. The goal was to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Within weeks, U.S. troops had taken control of Baghdad. The Iraqi government collapsed. Saddam disappeared, and so did his two sons, Uday and Qusay Hussein. Uday Hussein was born on June 18, 1964. He was Saddam's oldest son and was expected to take over one day. But his violent behavior made even Saddam nervous. In 1988, he beat a man to death with a club at a party. That man was Saddam's personal valet. After that, Saddam distanced himself from Uday. Still, Uday had a lot of power. He controlled the Iraqi Olympic Committee and the media. He lived in luxury and terrorized the people around him. He was accused of raping women, torturing athletes, and killing anyone who made him angry. Qusay Hussein was born in 1966. He didn't seek attention like his brother, but he had more real power. He ran Iraq's intelligence services, secret police, and military operations. He was in charge of the elite Republican Guard and the Special Security Organization. During the 1991 uprisings after the Gulf War, Qusay led the crackdown. Thousands of Iraqis were killed during those operations. By the time of the U.S. invasion in 2003, Qusay was considered Saddam's likely successor. By April 2003, just weeks after the fall of Baghdad, the U.S. was desperate to capture the people who helped Saddam rule with fear. To make it easier for our troops to recognize them, the military came up with a strange idea, a deck of playing cards. Each card showed the face of someone in Saddam's inner circle. The higher the rank, the more important the card. Saddam himself was the ace of spades. Uday, the older son, was the ace of hearts. Qusay, the quieter but more dangerous one, was the ace of clubs. The U.S. government put a massive bounty on the sons' heads. $15 million for Uday and $15 million for Qusay. $30 million in total, making it one of the biggest cash rewards ever offered for anyone in history. Flyers were dropped. Their faces were plastered all over the country. Iraqi citizens were told they would become rich beyond imagination if they gave them up. But despite the huge reward and thousands of American boots on the ground, the brothers were nowhere to be found. American soldiers raided homes, searched mosques, and questioned dozens of people. They swept through Tikrit, Baghdad, and other cities where Saddam loyalists might hide.